Yeah, welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of the Format Podcast. Got a pretty interesting show for you here today. Going to talk some Colin Cowherd, host of Fox Sports One's sports talk show, The Herd. And he's saying something pretty ridiculous in regards to LeBron James. I guess that's not new, but this one really got me. So I definitely felt the need to come on here and talk about it. So we're going to definitely discuss that. But before we do, you know what time it is. If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait. All right. So, man, this was an interesting one. So, as I mentioned in the intro, Colin Cowherd, he's a long time sportscaster and opinionist, and he's got a pretty popular show, very successful show on Fox Sports One called The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Talks about a lot of sports topics, mainly football and basketball. But when it comes to basketball, he says a lot of things I really don't agree with. I've done some shows talking about him in the past, but yesterday, Friday, April 19th. So whatever day you're listening to this, Friday, April 19th, he was on, and he did it again. He said one of the most ridiculous things. And he's funny because he's really back and forth on this LeBron and Michael Jordan thing. Well, we know what it is, right? I think he knows that Michael Jordan's the greatest player of all time in terms of the basketball, but he also has to push the LeBron narrative, right? He's part of the major mainstream sports media, so he has to push that narrative. That's kind of just part of how it goes, unless you're like Skip Bayless or one of the few outsiders that's willing to do it. But anyway, so he's talking about LeBron James, and he's talking about the Lakers' upcoming matchup against the Denver Nuggets. And, well, let me play what he had to say for you. Then I'll come back and discuss it, because I heard it and I was like, wait, what? You gotta be kidding me. So here we go.
So LeBron James and the Lakers, prime time tomorrow night, start their series against Denver. So, you know, Denver's the preemptive favorite. They swept the Lakers last year in the Western Conference Finals. So when I suggested a week ago, you know, maybe the Lakers could rest LeBron AD in that first game and, you know, end up facing Oklahoma City, who they match up with really well and had beaten several times this year, instead of Denver. Well, Colin, you can't duck. Yeah, you can. You can do that. There are better matchups. But it wasn't just about losing the series potentially to Denver. It's about the repercussions of losing the series to Denver. LeBron has options after the year, and right now he's easily the team's best playmaker, like easily. So LeBron's career has always been under a microscope. We all know that. So he gets swept by Denver, and then he gets swept again by Denver. And D'Angelo Russell again has a mediocre to bad series. What's the fallout for the Lakers? What's the fallout for LeBron? Because Denver's not going anywhere. They're still pretty young, a lot of players in their prime, and I think Jokic is actually getting more efficient. And LeBron, if they get swept or lose in five, is going to say to himself, oh, let's see here. We don't match out. We can't beat them. They have more players in their prime. I'm getting older. What's the fallout for that? He's going to say to himself, I need a new coach. Start over again. I need new teammates outside of AD. So Oklahoma City would have been different. If you beat Oklahoma City in a 6-7 game series, regardless of what happens after, there would be hope. There would be optimism in a year that ends and LeBron has options. LeBron would be saying, we can live with Darvin Ham. I like this roster. Maybe move D'Lo. We just need tweaks. That's a different offseason than getting swept again or losing in five to Denver. And now, the upside to getting whacked by the Nuggets is it may force Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss to absolutely have to go get Trae Young for Atlanta, regardless of what you have to give up. So there is a ray of sunshine if you get clobbered, and I think the Lakers match up with Denver, but I don't see him closing out games in this series. But there's going to be repercussions here if he gets swept again. And LeBron's got all sorts of options. And Draymond Green loves him and hangs out with him and vacations with him. And Steph Curry and Klay Thompson could certainly use another KG veteran to score 24 points. Steph needs somebody next to him that consistently can score 23 to 24. Yeah, I think that's LeBron. So it's not just facing Denver and losing again. What are the repercussions of that? I think they're substantial, with the only good side being you get whacked and Trae Young is absolutely a Laker next year because Jeannie and Rob Pelinka know LeBron will put the heat on him. That's what he does.
Okay, so Colin had a lot to say there, and it's a lot to unpack. And I think it's as usual, I think it's absolutely absurd. But let's get down to it and talk about it a little bit. So first thing he talks about is if the Lakers lose to Denver, which they likely will, that's a bad matchup for them. I think they've lost the last 9 in a row to Denver. Denver's a defending champion, but again, like, if you're so adamant that LeBron is the greatest to ever do it, and of course he's got AD, who's relatively in his prime or on the back end of his prime, why do you not have more confidence that the Lakers can make a series out of this thing? That's the first thing. But okay, let's say even if Denver does sweep them and they lose, cool. So you notice what he did there, and we have normalized this to an insane extent when it comes to LeBron James. So he says, if the Lakers lose, and immediately he blames the role player. If D'Angelo Russell doesn't show up, right? So I'm like, wait a minute, what? D'Angelo Russell doesn't show up? That's not the superstar. That's not the guy who's supposed to get you over the hump. And again, if you watch this channel, you saw earlier in the week, I did the Eddie House show. He blamed Eddie House and those role players in Miami, him being LeBron, when LeBron was in his absolute peak of his physical ability prime. LeBron has always done this, though. He's always, what do I say? Never had enough. And of course, for those who are saying I'm hating, LeBron said it out of his mouth. So go watch that video, and you will hear LeBron say when they lost against Dallas in Miami, they just didn't have enough. You know, that's what he does. But anyway, so what's the next point? He says that LeBron is getting older, so he may want to move on, and, you know, it, whatever. Now, this part, I kind of get, you know, you're older and you want to squeeze out one last championship or a championship period. You may be willing to do some things that you weren't willing to do when you were younger and in your prime. But again, they tell me that LeBron is still LeBron and he's still the greatest player ever at this age, and he's doing all these things we've never seen a player at his age do, which is absolute fact. Absolute fact. He is doing a lot of things. No. He is setting milestone after milestone in terms of a player at his age with the type of mileage on his body to be able to do the type of things he's doing. So there's no question about that. But if that's the comment, which is cool, why would he have to run and try to do something else, right? Being old, you know, that's okay. That's part of it. But then you hear Colin Cowherd say, well, he would need a new coach and he would need new teammates. That has nothing to do with LeBron's age. That's always been LeBron's MO. We have seen him turn over coach after coach after coach in his time in the league. That's nothing new. He needs new teammates. We've seen him in his physical prime, the peak of his prime, the front of his prime, the back of his prime. We've seen him turn over rosters left and right. We saw him turn over the roster when he arrived in LA. We saw him turn over the roster in the middle of the season when he was in Cleveland. We've seen it time and time again. This is nothing new. We hear Cowherd saying the roster needs tweaks. Well, you know what? I'll say that's fair, because every organization makes tweaks to the roster, whether it's in terms of dealing with the salary cap, in terms of dealing with player fits, in terms of just trying to get better, almost unless you win a championship. And if you can, you know, money-wise, you'll try to bring back the same roster. But rarely in pro or high-level sports, I should say, is the roster the same every single season, right? Even in high school, guys graduate, guys transfer, what have you. So the roster is almost never the same. So tweaks are always necessary. So I'm not even mad at Cowherd saying that. Now, if you're saying LeBron saying he needs tweaks, well, you know, I get it, which he didn't say. Let me make that clear. But had LeBron said that, it would have been nothing new, because he always needs tweaks. He always needs more help. The players he has are never good enough, even though he's the GOAT. I don't think he's the GOAT, but, you know, you get the point I'm trying to make here. All right. Next point. So then Colin Cowherd talks about possibly bringing Trae Young from Atlanta. I really don't like that move, right? I'm not a huge Trae Young guy, but I don't like that move, because Trae Young can shoot it, but he's not a excuse me, he's not a highly efficient shooter, and he's a guy that is used to having the basketball all the time. He's one of the NBA league leaders in assists, obviously one of the league leaders in scoring. He's a high scorer and a great assist man. But if he gets to LA when LeBron's on the floor, he's not going to be able to play like that, and it's going to be the same thing that I always talk about and the same thing that LeBron talked about. Now we're going to have to see Trae Young learn to play a completely different way. And if you want Trae Young to sit in the corner and wait for kickouts from LeBron, that's not his game. That is not going to work, right? And here's the other thing. That's also not a good fit because Trae Young refuses to play defense. He's never played D from the time he came in the league. Now, can he get a couple steals because he's quick? Yeah, but he is not going to attempt to defend anybody. And Trae Young going and playing with LeBron, we know what's going to happen. This is going to be just like, if it happens, of course, just like when Russell Westbrook went to go play with LeBron. It's going to be that, it's going to be all smiles and rainbows at the beginning, but it's not going to take very long before Trae Young becomes yet another scapegoat and LeBron is passively, aggressively working behind the scenes to get him out of there. And likely Trae Young, if somebody will take on the contract, ends up getting traded. Because why? Not because I'm making this stuff up, but because, again, we have seen this story time and time and time again throughout LeBron James's career. That's just what it is. And again, I mean, anybody who arguing that, well, then, even if you claim you're a LeBron James fan, you have not been watching his career for the last 20 years. It is what it is. Here's the big one. I get it. LeBron is a lot older, and he's trying to finish things out a certain way. He wants to win another championship and all that. I get it. Okay. So, Cowherd suggests LeBron to the Golden State Warriors. Why? Why would you suggest that, Cowherd? One. Have we normalized this team hopping and teaming up to the point that we don't care about competition anymore? Now, I get it, Cowherd. You're a TV guy. Again, you have a really entertaining show, good sports talk, all that. Much better with your football coverage than you are with your basketball coverage. But anyway, if you're talking about a situation where you are suggesting LeBron to Golden State, that makes no sense to me. You don't care about competition at all. You just don't. First, you mentioned Stephen Clay and Draymond would love to have another guy who can average about 24. First of all, that's an old core in of itself, and then you're going to add another old guy. Yes, he's still arguably the best old guy ever, but you're going to add another old guy. First off, the likelihood is Clay Thompson is gone. Unless you can get him to take a major pay cut, he's probably out of there. And then you want to bring LeBron James in there? Like, why would LeBron James be cool with going and playing with arguably the biggest competitor and rival of his era? Why would he want to do that? Would he lose to Steph 3 times in the finals? Why would he be willing to go and play there? Now, Chris Paul is different. Chris Paul was hoping that he could squeeze out a championship at the end of a Hall of Fame career, but it would make no sense to me for LeBron James to go and do that. And I don't think LeBron James would be willing to do that. Now, you think I'm a hater now? Man, listen, if LeBron James went and played with Steph Curry, I would eviscerate the dude. That would be one of the worst moves he could possibly make. I can't even imagine that would be possible. And if you're Steph, obviously you being Steph and being, you know, probably the greatest or second greatest player in the Warriors history of that franchise, I would say second greatest, because as much as he's won 4 championships, I just can't put him ahead of Wilt as a player. But, you know, some people are going to see that differently, and that's fine. But anyway, the point is, you're the second, the first or second best player in the history of the Warriors franchise. Why would you want to allow your greatest rival in your era to come in there and win a championship? Why would you want to win one with him? You want to beat him, right? And I would hope that Steph wouldn't allow something like that. Now, some people are going to say, well, he let KD come play with him, but KD wasn't actually his rival, and KD had really never posed any legitimate threat to him in terms of keeping him from winning championships, right? So LeBron is that. So why would you want to allow that if you're Steph or if you're LeBron? That would be a horrible, horrible move. And it would, you know, I often talk about the mindset of today's players. That would just be disgusting. That would be like the worst team up we could ever see in NBA history. Not that it's to that level, because obviously they saved the league, but that would almost be like Bird and Magic going to play together. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You're talking about the two biggest rivals of a decade, or, you know, of a generation in the NBA. So the point I was trying to make here, I heard it and I was bringing it up, and I said, man, I got to do a show on this. Cowherd, man, he's got no shame. He doesn't seem to care at all about competition. I know he understands that it's TV and it's an entertainment product. And if you saw those two on the same team, people would tune in. It would sell tons of jerseys. It would sell tons of ad revenue. And it would probably give the NBA a much-needed boost in viewership. But it would be terrible for the game. And I would truly hope that LeBron James and Steph Curry wouldn't even want to consider something like this. And Colin Cowherd, I guess you succeeded because you got me talking about it, and I'm sure maybe some other people are going to talk about it, but I think it would just be terrible. And you know, you said what you said and it got some attention, and I can only hope that this never happens, because it would be terrible for the NBA. It would be terrible for Steph's legacy. It would be terrible for LeBron's legacy. Yeah, that's what I got. So leave your comments in the comment section. What do you think about Cowherd's possibility or his idea or his suggestion, whatever you want to call it? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. And make sure you tune in tonight, Saturday, 7 o'clock, for the live call-in show. Can't wait to get back with you. And I'm out. Peace.